Now, fungal diseases are already by far the world's biggest destroyer of crops, and scientists are warning that it could get a lot worse with climate change threatening the planet's future food supply. Higher temperatures drive the emergence of new variants of fungal pathogens, while more extreme storms can spread their spores further afield. Sarah Gurr is co-author of the study published in the magazine Nature on the worrying spread of fungal diseases. She's Professor of Food Security at the University of Exeter here in the UK. I asked her first for a definition.
If you think about the balance of human disease, we are very much interested in bacterial diseases and virus diseases. But if you look at crops, the balance of disease is a bit different. In crops, the most important agent is actually fungi and oomycetes, which are fungus-like creatures, such as the one that caused the Irish potato famine. And they cause massive amounts of disease in our crops.
And any kind of crop?
So all of our major calorie crops, because we're quite reliant on three major crops which provide the main calories to feed the world, such as wheat and rice and maize. And also we're very reliant on our commodity crops, which means that those crops which people grow, such as bananas and coffee, that they can export, so they can then afford to import the calorie crops that they need to eat.
And all these crops affected by different kinds of fungi.
Yes, there are vast numbers of fungi out there. We know, or we have named about 140,000 of them, but we think out there in the biosphere there might be upwards of about 5 million different species.
And these are increasing, are they?
So what's happening is, since the agricultural revolution, which was a fantastic inception, we've got lots of high-yielding varieties such as wheat and rice and maize. But unfortunately, what we've also done is we've gone for large monocultures, which means that we plant genetically uniform crops on acre or hectare upon hectare. As in the article, we said there's a field that's 140,000 hectares of genetically uniform wheat in Canada. So can you imagine what it would be like for a fungus who comes in with a very rapid life cycle, who can make a vast number of spores? And since we've been able to sequence the genomes of organisms, we've realized just how plastic they are, meaning that they see this as a feeding and breeding ground, and they mutate to overcome either the inbuilt resistance genes that we've bred very slowly into the crops, or they overcome the single target site antifungals that we spray.
What percentage of crops at the moment are lost to fungal disease?
Well, despite mitigations, we're still losing between 10 and 23% of our crops to fungal disease, and rather seriously, another 10 to 20% post-harvest, so between transit from the field to the fork.
And is this process, this threat from fungal disease, being accelerated by climate change in some way?
So we've got two problems. One is that these fungi are moving polewards in concert with climate change. They're moving northwards, but also they're adapting themselves to become more thermotolerant. Secondly, because of these dramatic weather incidences that we have, some of them are dispersing very nimbly by hijacking on winds.
And your view is that governments are not taking this seriously enough?
It's really a public awareness thing, but it's also a lack of funding. So we have only one in the UK, only one small committee at one research council to go to get funding. Whereas in the medical world, there are vast numbers. And of course, with COVID, there was a huge spend, quite rightly, to try and prevent this pandemic. But we might well have pandemics that lead to malnutrition in the world, especially in concert with climate change.
So if more isn't done to combat and protect crops, what's the outcome?
Well, the outcome will be malnutrition, particularly for those living nearer the equator. So we need to go for much greater food security and greater equality in the distribution of our foods. But there are quite a lot of things that we could do if we were better funded. I think the problem is this, is when you look at human disease, you've got one host, man. When you look at crops, you've got hundreds of different crops. There are about 160 crops that feed the world, with four or five major ones. But each of those has a different disease. So just to know a little bit about how the disease happens, there's a vast amount to learn about each one. But there are things. There's gene editing. There are new discovery of antifungals. There are crop mixtures that we could try to make our farming more sustainable.
Professor Sarah Gurr at the University of Exeter, you're listening to the BBC World Service. This is NewsHour. A lot more to come in the next 30 minutes.